What's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Liveline on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
It is time for us to welcome in to the studio, Lark Trigstad. Hi, Lark.
Good morning.
Caregiver Corner.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, and I'm looking. I always look at these. You put a little pictures and things on the little notes that you give me.
Our theme, so to speak.
Kind of the theme, and if you're overwhelmed as a caregiver, halt.
Yeah.
Halt. Who goes there?
And who is that pitcher?
Well, that's Sergeant Schultz. From the old Hogan's Heroes show?
Yeah.
I know nothing.
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 Alt.
Alt.
And I know you're going to say, now, Lark, what does this have to do with caregiving?
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, caregiving is one of the hardest job in the world. And we get a bit stressed out.
Oh, no doubt about that. We're talking about caregivers who are involved in the regular voluntary care of a loved one, whether that person is a spouse, a parent, a child, a relative, a friend, a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, our discussions are usually focused around elderly caregiving, but we, at least I tend to forget the broad spectrum of caregiving, including disabled children, too. So, but over any amount of time, caregiving can be physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausting.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Stephanie, a hospice social worker, writes when she meets overwhelmed caregivers, she asks them to remember the acronym HALT.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says caregivers should not let themselves become too hungry.
Right. H.
Angry. A. Lonely. The L. And tired.
That's
the hard one right there.
That's right.
That's the T.
That's the T. And a very clever way, though, of approaching it, because people aren't usually interested about talking about those things. But as a caregiver, you're going to experience all those things at one time or another, and it's okay to be there. But just don't stay there. Stephanie advises, if you do, you're not going to be a good decision maker. You're not going to be able to love properly. And everything is going to seem exaggerated to you.
Overwhelmed? Here's what you should do. If you're a caregiver and often feel hungry, angry, lonely, and or tired, we need to back up.
I think we did that show once on being hangry like that, you know, same kind of thing. And the best advice is you're not alone. That's number one. Especially, you know, if you are involved with hospice, let me tell you, they have volunteers, nurses, chaplains, social workers, counselors, you name it, they have it.
Yeah, and it is the one day at a time thing for them. And it really is. What are some of the things that you're willing to let go of, willing to let other people do? And that's a question that you can ask caregivers who are feeling all of that overwhelm stuff come on them.
Exactly, and not by saying, is there anything I can do, but kind of anticipating their need. And it could be as simple as providing a good meal for the caregiver. It could be scheduling outside help to give the caregiver a break and some time away. And we've talked about these things many times, but they're critically important to keep the conversation going and how much family caregivers are contributing to society.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
I would say every single day we'd be amazed
at
the number of people that we work with, that we're around every day, that
absolutely
are involved in caregiving.
And don't say a word about it.
And don't say a word. No, and that's okay. If you need more information, certainly, Lark's got all that coming up, but make sure you halt, back up, let go. The message is clear. Slow down and reassess.
Yep. Yeah. Halt.
Halt. Who goes there?
Who goes? Schultzy, didn't they call him Schultzy?
Schultzy, don't worry, it's just us. Oh.
Oh. If you need more information about Hospice of North Iowa, you can go to northiowasagelink.com, and on the Staying at Home page, at the bottom of the page, there's a local quick list, and it is just a mouse click away.
That close.
Clark, awesome.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Clark's in every week with us for Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO.